podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed. It's me, Alicia. Episode 43, we made it.
We did.
We got some special guests in the house. We have B-Side.
What up?
And then we have Sam Frontero Barrett back.
Hello, hello, hello.
With the special guest and new baby, Emmett.
Yes, yes.
What's Emmett's? How'd you get the name Emmett?
He's named after Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, seriously.
Sorry, awesome. I just swore in front of your child. That's Is that okay?
Oh, we drop the F-bomb all the time. His first word's probably going to be fuck.
I thought it was Emmett Otter in the jug band.
We couldn't decide between Emmett or Miles. And I was supposed to get induced that Monday. I went in and they sent me home. And we came home and we turned the TV on. And the Back to the Future marathon was on all day, all three of them. And we had first decided on the name Emmett watching it right after my baby shower. Emmett, that's a cool name. So we couldn't decide, and then that was our deciding factor. We saw it, and we're like, we're going to wait to see him. But we were leaning more towards Emmett, and then we saw him, and he's totally
so you didn't
Emmett.
Really, like, name your kid to last minute?
Yeah, we had no idea.
That's awesome.
My sister Crystal was that, actually. My parents didn't plan Crystal. Crystal wasn't named until after she was born.
Yeah. See, I was Sammy the way.
I was supposed to be Caitlin. And then my grandma...
You don't look like a Caitlin.
No, well, that's what everyone says. You don't look like a Caitlin, but if I was a Caitlin, they'd be like, you didn't look like a Bridget.
Probably.
You're definitely a Bridget.
But my grandmother, my mom had called my grandmother and said, oh, you know, she's born. And she's like, oh, Bridget was born. She's like, no, it's Caitlin. She goes... Well, whatever you're going to call her, I'm calling her Bridget. So my mom was like, I'm not fighting this. So, and so that's how I got named. So, yeah.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
I was wondering how you got Emmett. I'm like, I don't know any Grateful Dead or, like, any Pearl Jam members named Emmett.
I wanted to name him Vedder. My husband was very much against it.
That wasn't gonna happen. Not Jeremy. Thank God it wasn't Jeremy.
God, no. Brian, actually, he drives a cab, so he used to do, like, the school run in Peabody, and he used to pick up all these kids and bring them to karate, and he used to pick up this kid named Jeremy, who's a fucking asshole. I mean, he was, like, the biggest asshole you'd ever meet. It was awful. He was such a jerk, and I swore that because I liked the name Jeremy.
Yeah.
And then after I met this kid, I was like, nope, not happening.
My cousin Jeremy had a little bit of a struggle when that song came out.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure.
And it was
all Jeremy's around.
And
the
it wasn't day. Until, I want to say maybe 3 years ago, that I was stuck in traffic and the song was on. And you know how you're just like, well, you probably know every single word, but I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, what did I just say? I'm like, and I listened to the lyrics and I had to listen back. I'm like, oh my God, this is a horrible story. You know, and I was like, all this time. I was like, oh, now I probably should text my cousin Jeremy. Like, I'm so sorry for singing this to you. He's like, I hate that song.
But yeah, no, Doc Brown.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Jinx. So I haven't seen you, Bridget, since you brought me to the airport, right?
Yeah.
So I went to Georgia. I was in my best friend's wedding.
Did you try to break it up like Julia Roberts?
That's actually one of my favorite movies. I absolutely love
it. That movie.
I love that movie.
It's so good.
Totally love that movie. So good. And so, like, I've always have asked for a ride, like, to and from the airport and whatnot. And Bridget just told me about this incredible thing called the Logan Express, and there's one in Peabody.
Yeah,
huh.
So, can you tell me how this works?
Yeah, so right by the old Ultimate, so anyone that's listening should know what that is if you've ever attended prom. So right on Route 1, there's a bus station, and it's the Peabody or the Logan Express Peabody.
Right.
And what you do is you go in and you can pay for a one way or you can pay for a round trip. It's like $22 for a round trip. You wait for the shuttle. You get on the shuttle. It's like these really cush seats and, you know, cup holders and stuff like that. And it literally drops you off right in front of the front doors of your airline. And they put your bag in underneath the bus. And it's like takes less than 45 minutes to get there usually. I've never had a problem. And I've been doing this for like seven or eight years.
Wow.
And that's so only...
Where do you put your car? Do you have to be dropped off where that location is?
Well, because I started doing it when I lived out west. So I would just have someone come get me from there. It's so much easier to have someone pick me up from there and bring me or drop me off there. So much easier for people, especially like if my mom has a driving phobia. I've only been picked up from the airport twice since the Peabody Express came into my realm. Once was because I was going directly to Rhode Island, and another time was because I didn't want to take the shuttle at 1 a.m. So,
oh, wow.
That was this May. So, but yeah, I literally get up there, I sit in the car, I go and buy my round trip ticket, wait for the bus to show up, get on the bus, get dropped off, fly away, far, far away. And then when I come back, I just walk outside of the carousel, from the carousel, right. And there's the bus.
Wow. I was not aware.
I mean, so much easier.
I'm just so about like going in, getting in, getting out. I don't want to have to go back on another bus and then have to go through the, I don't know. I'm so about getting in, getting out.
That's pretty much what it is if you time it right. Like, right. You can look at the schedule. I usually, what happens is my flights, thank the Lord, have been, and the flight gods, has been like literally the minute my plane lands, I've got 25 minutes before the shuttle gets there. I've got the, you know, grab my bag and I run. Because a lot of times what I do is I also gate check my bag. I don't bring like a bag that I check. I'll just go up to the desk and ask if there's going to be gate checks, and usually there is.
What's gate checks?
So gate check is when you have your carry-on. Like, I have a roller bag. It's a black 22. Airline terms here.
And fancy.
Yeah, and when they say they need volunteers for gate check, what you do is you go up and they give you a tag. And what happens is they'll take it down underneath the airplane, yeah. So you don't have to put it overhead. And either it'll be on the jet bridge or it'll be on the carousel, depending on what airline you're on. A lot of people don't do it on the jet bridge nowadays because of theft and for safety reasons.
Oh.
So, but yeah, that was... I mean, I do that all the time.
I just check my bag. I just bring it on the plane with me all the time.
Right, but I always... But you carried a duffel bag, a small duffel bag.
Yeah.
I don't have that capability. I have way too many things that I'm like, just in case, you know.
My carry-on is back to the gills.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Like straight out of a movie, sitting on it, like trying to close it.
And then what I do is I also hide my purse inside my laptop bag, and then I'll hold something else.
Oh, so you have two bags.
And then what happens is I get on the plane, and I just unload.
Yeah.
Airline tricks.
Yeah. So you had a creepy encounter?
I did that morning.
Oh yeah, that was with the coyote.
The coyote and that dude.
Oh, and the dude, yeah.
Yeah, so I woke up at like 4:25 because you said we're leaving at 5:15, and I was like, oof. It's a little earlier than I'm used to, because I'm usually the alarm goes off at 5:05 and I consider getting up at 5:05. I wait until 5:15. So I was like, all right. So I had seen the Good Morning Gloucester post from Tuesday night. Well, the post was actually on Wednesday, that there was a coyote seen on Friend Street. And I was like, ooh, that's a little close. And it was actually up by the playground. So I went and looked at, you know, what you're supposed to... Okay, my dog is a 61-pound retriever. So it's like, okay... This might think, like, if I ever encounter something like that, it might think that, you know, it's another coyote. So it's like, just in case.
Oh, yeah.
So what they call it is hazing. Mm. And with hazing, what it is if the coyote starts approaching, you're supposed to make as much noise as possible.
Okay.
And then if it keeps coming after that, they say to use, like, a stick or pepper spray. fortunate for me, I carry mace wherever I go. Except for, like, right now. But no one's come to get me because they won't hear this till tomorrow. Suckers! So I'm walking up Taylor Street, and all of a sudden this thing comes trotting out of a driveway into the middle of the road. I'm like,
stop.
Shut.
I don't know what I would do. How big are they?
The size of Tukey. It's the size of my dog.
That big?
This one was the size of my dog.
And what are they really like? Do they like cats, small dogs? Like, what do they really do?
They like anything. But yeah, they like trash. They like small animals and stuff like that.
So
they'll also fight something as big as them.
Well, would they go... If they saw your dog, would it directly come for it?
Well, fortunate for me, it did not see us. Because we stopped. Like, we stopped kind of near Mr. Beardo's house.
Yeah.
And I just let that thing go up the hill, and it cut past Norman Perry Way and went up Mount Vernon. I'm like, today we fucking sprint. That's what we're doing. And I literally ran across.
So what would it do if it saw you? Or what would it do if it saw me and the two dogs?
Well, what you're supposed to do is make a lot of noise. And if it keeps coming after, because they're scared of noise.
So what if the dogs are barking ferociously?
It might try to challenge it, and if that's the case, you're supposed to throw something at it, pepper spray, like, you can look it up and stuff.
I'm not even going to get close enough for no pepper spray. Uh-huh.
Well, in case it comes and attacks, you know, that's what you can do.
Oh my god, so I can get killed too?
I don't know if I'd be calm enough
to pull out my pepper spray.
I don't know if the coyote that's
been, I don't know if I'd be that calm.
I don't know if the coyote that's been hanging out here is, it's not fazed by you just, like, walking. It's fazed by you making noise, apparently, from what the Good Morning Gloucester post said.
Okay.
So, I get past that, I go on to Elwell, and I'm constantly looking behind me. Like, haven't been that jumpy since I got robbed. And I'm like, not today, I gotta get Alicia to the airport. So I get to Friend Street.
Nobody got time for that.
Right? I get to Friend Street, and I walk past this house, which I know is a police officer's house. And I get to the playground, and I happen to still look behind me, just in case that fucker decided, I'm gonna go take a look. And all of a sudden, there's a dude standing in the middle of the road in all black. And I'm like, oh, not today. And it scared me, because he was so far away at this point, because I was already past the playground, but it was still enough to be like, where the fuck did this figure just come from? And why are you standing in the middle of the road not moving? So I'm like, all right, I put my iPhone, because I listen with one headpiece in, I took it down, and I was like, we're running again. That's what we're going to do today. I'll just take as much ibuprofen as I need to once I get back to the house. And he starts walking. I'm like, oh. So I flipped my keychain, and I engaged the trigger on my pepper spray, because I'm like, someone's getting maced today. That's just...
Jeez.
If I need to put it on my chicken at some point, I'm using this thing today. I happened to see this woman in her driveway, and she was leaving for work, and I was like, hey, just want to let you know there's a coyote. And she's like, oh yeah, I saw that post. So I was like, no, I legit just saw it. And this dude walks by, and I don't know how old he was, but he had this weird smirk on his face, and I'm like, you almost got like maced, dude. So I let him walk past me. And I'm still walking down Friend Street. I'm like, I swear to God, if a fucking clown comes out next, because that's just my luck. The next day, because my mom was like, oh my God, coyote. She's like, have you ever been approached by a skunk or ever seen a skunk on your walks? I'm like, no, don't bring this up.
They're in the backyard all the
next
time.
Next day, motherfucking skunk. I'm like, come on.
They're out. The skunks are out here.
Oh, I know. But I've now been kind of forced to walk through downtown because I'm so jumpy walking through here right now.
Well, because there's so much going on in this neighborhood right now.
Like, yeah,
with animals.
Well, like at 5 right? a.m., yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where the hell they're coming from.
Oh, the woods,
the
like green streets.
I know, we're in the downtown, pretty much.
But we still have woods. Ledgemont has woods and stuff. No wonder why Tukey loves Ledgemont. I'm like, no, we're not going up there.
I don't know why random people walk around at like 4 in the morning, because...
Dressed in all black?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, come on.
Well, when I was...
Being creepy and shit.
When it was that...
I can wear a glow stick.
When did you come back again? 2013?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were here for the 112 inches of snow.
Yeah, you mean the fucking wall?
Actually, no.
It was 2014. That's the year I had back surgery.
14, 15.
14, 15. 14, 15, when I had the restaurant. 15.
No, it was January because I had back surgery right after the first blizzard, and then it all just kept coming. And I was like,
right.
keep going. I'm just going to take my pain meds.
So one of the biggest snowstorms that we had, the one that at the restaurant where the snow went all the way up to the windows.
Yes.
Okay, so I had to, so I walked to the restaurant that morning, and I left here at 4 a.m., and that was when you could only walk in the street because it was literally
everywhere.
So I was walking and I was walking one way and a guy passed my way. Passed, like, no big deal.
Yeah,
I'm walking.
Yeah.
He passes me. And all of a sudden, I turn around. I kind of look. He's then following me. So he turned around to follow me.
Stop it. But did you say hello to him?
Oh, hell no.
No, what you're supposed to do is when... So, I learned this in Oakland. When you're walking and someone's walking this way...
Yeah.
And they're not making eye contact, you make eye contact with them and be like, hello. And they say with that, you're less likely to have anything kind of happen when you make eye contact.
Yeah.
And if you're really nice... There's a teenager that I see all the time. He's like, this white bitch turning around, like, saying good morning to me every day. I ain't in the mood for this. Like, I guarantee you.
So I had my hood up when I walked, because obviously I had my hood up when I was walking past.
Of course, it's freezing out.
And then, in the middle of a blizzard. And then he's walking behind me. And I'm like, and you have to understand, I had a backpack full of money. Because it was a restaurant.
Ugh.
So I was like, all right, let's do this.
You're right.
My hood. I was like, let's do this. All of a sudden... Turn around, start walking the other way. I was like, that's right.
You're right. Keep walking. What's up now?
Keep walking. Keep walking.
Yeah.
So, speaking of cold weather, so we did talk about this on a podcast, and I totally forgot what you were like when you said it to me today.
Oh, I was so irritated during your Snapchat this morning.
I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? You're like, dude, we talked about it for blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
we talked about it for 20 minutes.
The only reason I'm understanding again what we talked about is because you said season is upon us.
Yes.
So cuffing is...
Cuffing.
Just
cuffing with the F.
I said cuffing.
Okay. I didn't know if you said cupping.
I thought you said cupping. I was like, cuffing. What the hell is cupping?
Cuffing.
Cuffing.
Are we talking about, like, pegging your pants?
No.
I'm dead serious.
So cuffing is cuddling. Why don't they just call
No. Cuffing is now for these people who find other people pretty much like winter boyfriend and girlfriends because you don't want to be alone.
Like summer love, winter love?
Yeah, okay. It's for winter cuddles. It's called cuffing. It's for hyper relationships.
What? You know, why wouldn't you just call it winter cuddling?
Hibernationships. Hibernationships.
That's cute, I guess.
What?
Yeah.
I can't keep up. People
do this all the time. People do this now. This is the season. Like, the season is starting now. Like, you're to find someone now so that you can cuddle with all winter because it's going to be cold. And then, come spring, you're like, bye. And some people are well aware of it. And they're like, oh, you're only in this for cuffing season? All right, I'm down.
That's so weird.
Why wouldn't you call it cuddling season?
Right, exactly.
Cuffing?
Exactly. Do they have, like, a dating site for it?
No, but you can use it on Tinder. You can be, like, just in for cuffing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I think
about Tinder, and I actually took a tour on Tinder, and I'm a little terrified.
Oh, I took a tour for 5 seconds, and the minute that I saw that I had someone in common with Joey C, I'm out! Because they take your Facebook and they take your friends and then they take
take your Twitter or your Instagram. It doesn't necessarily have to be.
Well, it was my Facebook. And once I start seeing my good friends that I'm not, well, not my good, like people we have in common, I'm like, I'm all set, dude.
No.
I'm good. I'm all good.
Yeah, but Joey's like friends with thousands of people.
I know, but the minute it just freaked me out, I was like, I'm out.
He may have just added that person, doesn't know who that person is.
I don't care about. I don't care. I was like, are you serious?
Yeah, I got a tour at Stones the other night from someone, and I was like, can I change it so that you're into, like, dudes for a minute just so I can see who's around? He's like, no. I'm like, damn it.
It sounds very fun. It's not fun.
It's not fun.
It sounds hilarious. Excuse me.
It's weird. Scary.
The stories I've heard, I don't know if you guys follow the tribe at all.
Yeah,
they always have.
I used to.
They have a thing on there about, like, Tinder nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite, one of my favorite things they post. And it sound, I mean, these people, I just can't.
What do they do?
Oh, my, it's just like these profiles that, like, you couldn't make this shit up, basically.
Like, oh, it's profiles, yeah, it's like, or they stories
no,
about
No, it's like
Tinder.
Profiles. And then they have other ones that have stories, like Tinder Nightmares. Then they have, like, crazy Tinder profiles.
With the dude with the bank statement.
Yeah, like, yeah. Stuff like that.
I actually encouraged my friend the other day. Because there's dudes that will just take a picture of their
bank statement.
Statement
and put it as a profile picture.
Wait, stop.
So
I'm dead serious. This is what I mean. Shit you can't make
I told,
up.
I told, that's a thing. I told my friend the other day. I was like, you should probably do that. You've got so much money. You know, you should probably do that.
Are
he's
you
like,
serious?
He's like, no, I don't want no gold diggers.
And yeah. I was like, why would you do that? And then you get gold diggers.
Some people do. Dudes are stupid. Joey's told us this at sushi. Guys are dumb.
That's true.
Yeah,
guys are so dumb.
I cannot.
Sorry, buddy.
I cannot argue okay. with that.
It's okay. It's in your jeans.
I cannot argue with that. Hell no.
They are.
So other things that are happening. We've got so many current events going on right now.
We do.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
The TV
starts
show.
The TV show starts this Thursday.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Right?
I don't know.
Well, you know
do
what?
We need
a remake?
I don't think we do. I think it's one of those ones that should have just let it be. Just let it be.
Yeah.
It's good on its own.
And they hyped it up for way, like, I heard some of the songs and I'm like, oh, why? Why would you do that? I mean, granted, okay, fine. Grease Live did great for you. Fine. Mm-hmm. No need to bring back this. No need. No need at all.
Well, I mean, it has been a long time since they've done any, like, right? Since they've done anything or any rendition or anything like that.
They shouldn't need to. It was classic.
Oh, it was classic.
Oh, man.
And Tim Curry's in the new one.
But still, it's just like, what's he going to be? I mean, I love Laverne Cox, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about it. Because I'm so, like, so much into the old one.
The old one.
I mean, I saw that when I was in, like, sixth grade.
Oh, you did?
I think I was with Rachel.
I didn't see it until, I don't know, my 20s, probably.
Oh, I saw it in sixth grade, and then in eighth grade, I was on the A-team Gloucester Seahawks, and after exhibition, we went and had a sleepover at our captain's house, and we watched it, and then, you know, I was forever, like...
Definitely not child-friendly.
No! No! I always, and I watched it, and then when I worked at Hammond's Castle, we met some guys from Newburyport, and they were like, hey, do you want to go to Boston and go see it live? And I went and saw it live in Harvard Square, and that became a tradition, like, it was constantly saying that.
Did you like it live?
Yeah, well, the first time I got the V on my head for Virgin, and I had no idea what to expect. There was, I'm like, this is a super cult following. Like,
yeah,
there was
totally.
So many things. I mean, to be a high school student partying up with college kids and not even know it, because, you know.
I watch it every Halloween.
Yep.
Because I have the children, and I'm usually home early enough.
And I have it on
then,
DVD.
And then I watch it every Halloween. It comes on TV.
Yeah.
And then my friend has the Rocky Horror Picture Show little party.
Oh,
that's fun.
It's just all it is. It's just like just a few of us of whoever wants to go literally eat and watch the movie.
I'm in.
Yeah.
So
if you need fun. You need a friend,
why wouldn't you? Why didn't you go? I was just in February.
What?
You didn't
where?
Go with me.
What?
Remember I went? I went in February.
To where?
To the Rocky Horror Picture thing.
Was that when I was with that thing? Or doing that thing?
It was February. Was that February?
After Valentine's Day or before?
This was before.
Oh.
It was very beginning.
I don't think we had that conversation because, you know, you and I just kind of, yeah. I don't think we had that conversation about Rocky Horror. I don't think we had that.
No?
No. But I do have a Rocky Horror poster that I found at Todd's Flea Market in Raleigh. And it actually has Susan Sarandon's name spelled wrong.
That's awesome.
Really?
Yeah. And it's hanging up on my wall.
That's awesome.
In my hallway. In my house. Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, I love that thing. Because I was obsessed with Meatloaf. I loved Meatloaf.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love Bad Adam.
I love, love, love that Adam Lambert is... Meatloaf.
I see.
I think
so
it could
things.
Be good. I think it could be good.
I think it's going to
we
be.
Should live tweet it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Live, Facebook live it?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Now,
I don't
is it just a one-time thing, or is it, well, obviously?
It's a one-time thing, but they'll probably put it on Netflix like they did Grease Live.
I have it on my DVR, so it just...
It'll record.
So it'll record.
It should be commercial-free if you're going to do that. But I remember watching it on VH1 on Halloween. I've done a Frankenfurter pumpkin for Halloween.
You have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've done Frankenfurter and Columbia for Halloween.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've lost that love and feeling for Halloween since I moved back. I'm just like, I'm
and so this sad. Is the place that it I should be. Halloween. Well, this should be the place it should be rocking.
I want, like, no one invites me to Halloween parties. I'm like, I am ready
no
one, to go.
No one has well, I just them. Go downtown. We get dressed up that weekend and just go. Every place has a thing. We can't figure out what we're going to be this year. I have a babysitter overnight.
Mom and Dad's
Day. So the Saturday before, yeah. And it's like my last weekend before. No, because it's my first day back to work. Brian works until like 3 in the morning. And then I don't get out until 6. And trick-or-treating by the time I get home and I get him dressed.
Well, you got to change that every year now after this.
Oh, no.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah, no. This
Halloween's over.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for it, though.
See, I was never a Halloween person.
Oh, my dad was always into it, only because he's a wicked sweet tooth. So, I mean, he would start us at, like, 4 in the afternoon. We wouldn't get home till 10 o'clock at night. There's no exaggeration. He'd get his king-size pillowcases.
Yeah.
And Monique and I would fill them. And then the next day, we'd wake up, and 3/4 of our candy was gone. I'm not even joking. He was, like, so into it. Only for the candy. He'd bring us everywhere. Seaview Road, Grapevine Road, Reservoir Road, they gave out the big candy bars.
Oh, yeah.
And there was
actually, the house right here, when I was growing up, used to give out the big candy bars. The one on the corner right here.
I always love those people. It's like, hell yeah, dude. That's what I'm talking about.
I feel like expensive.
Wicked. These are that bad.
If you think about it.
So,
put a PJ's
I feel like so many people don't do it anymore. Like, no. And there's so many different events throughout that weekend. Like, you got City Halls, you got YMCAs.
Do they still do the City Hall one?
I don't know.
I don't know. I used to go.
I want a DARE t-shirt for getting dropped as a mummy that I still own to this day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's got holes in it. I still love City Hall. Yeah.
Haunted. City Hall does a party on Halloween night.
Do they
still
like a dance? They do
like
a haunted
hallway or something like that?
No, they do an actual party.
Not on Halloween night, though. Isn't
it? They're doing a haunted hallway this year.
Are they?
Yeah.
No, this was like a party with pizza and
it was free.
Dance and
right, I went.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I know.
I feel like they used to just do much more awesome things.
I went in high school.
I got kicked out of the
Why not?
I got kicked out of the O'Malley School dance, the Halloween dance, when I was in 5th grade. I got ratted on by someone who was in my grade.
What?
He was there.
Oh, see, that's bullshit.
His mom was chaperoning. He told his mom that me and Christina had gone, like, he's like, they're in my class. And we got kicked out when we were in our costumes and everything. I was so mad. I will say this, that trick-or-treating, I kind of love the little kids. I'm just so excited. And when I was in Oakland, I did it. And then one year, I bought all this candy, and my roommates started giving out the candy before I got home. Mm-hmm. So by 6:30, I was out of candy. And I had decorated the house with strobe lights. Like, I went full out. I was like, can I give them Oreos in a baggie? I was like, I started giving them Weight Watchers candy because I had nothing. They had given all of my candy out. And this kid was knocking on the door, and I'm like, he saw the sign that says out of candy. He's like, oh, come on, your house is so cool. I'm like crying on the other side of the door.
I'm sorry.
Like, it sucks. It sucks being broke right before Halloween.
I never buy candy, and then when I don't buy candy, they show. When I buy candy, I get nobody, and then I have to eat the candy. Good boy. It's like, it's unreal. I hate it. It's a hit to hit or miss. What?
He's talking about the candy, too.
Yes, he wants candy.
So, speaking of throwbacks, and I did see this on the social media, Luke Perry is on the cover of AARP.
So I said that to Brian. He's like, Luke Perry. I'm like, no, babe. Dylan from 01930. Mommy brain, dude, I'm telling you this shit. I was dead serious. Did you see my face?
Yeah, you were like,
what do you mean?
Who would be Dylan of 01930L?
Like, who would be Dylan of 01930L?
Who would be Dylan of
01930L? I mean, we've already talked about so many people off record. I mean, we could talk about this again afterwards. That's so
We should think about that.
Funny.
I totally was dead serious, too.
So funny.
It's my bad.
It was perfect. What are you talking about?
I don't know. But that's who we thought I was talking about. Like, Lou Perry, like, who walks the greasy pole. Lou. I'm like, hey, no. Really on the cover? Yeah, Lou's on the cover of AARP. Come on.
We'll see after that. I didn't realize they're 50. I mean, but I remember them saying they were in their 20s.
Yeah, that was the running joke when we got older, was that, like, people in their 30s, like, were playing high school students.
Wasn't there one that was a teen and it was Andrea?
No, Andrea was the oldest.
Was the oldest. And that's what it was, yeah.
Screech was the teenager in Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
He was the youngest.
Yeah.
Okay.
By, like, four years, something like that.
Well, they were actually their age when Saved by the Bell started. They were 13, 14 years old because Saved by the Bell started with Miss Bliss.
That's right. Right.
Wasn't it Tori Spelling was like her own age? Like
that's, I knew there was one that was an actual.
But she was also in Saved by the Bell too, yeah. But she was like super young.
So funny.
Yeah. And I just, when I saw that,
he was in 0193.
Yep. When I saw that today, I was thinking of Clueless, because I actually showed Clueless to my 17-year-old niece
Did
for the
she
first
like
time.
It?
She's like, oh my God, all these jokes are so relevant. I'm like, aren't they? She's like, you guys say dope? You guys used to say dope? We say dope. I'm like, where the fuck do you think
As
you got
if.
It?
Where
did it come from?
Whatever. And I thought of, like, when they were like, oh, Cher saving herself for Luke Perry. And I was like, ha!
Oh, so good.
So good.
Oh, yeah. I gave her the teen movie trifecta.
I saw the Snapchats. I was very excited.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they were great movies, too.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We were... The one thing, though, is I didn't get to watch Never Been Kissed with her the full way.
Mm-hmm. I watched that all the time.
I watched that. So we decided to watch that on Sunday when her parents were coming back, but they weren't supposed to be back till midnight. They show up at 7, right during the sex scene. And my brother's like, what are you watching?
Bananas.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And he's like, what are you watching? I'm like, Never Been Kissed. He's like,
which is harmless. That's
said,
the worst. If there's a worst scene, that's the worst scene.
I was like,
that bad.
Of course you walk in right then. I was like, wait a minute. She gets to watch American Horror Story Roanoke, so you lose this fight, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm like, TT wins.
Seriously.
That's how I say it. That is what I feel.
So, what else did you watch? 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
10 Things I Hate
I
About
love
You.
That.
And we watched Scream at Midnight.
Nice.
She was just like in love with Skeet Ulrich. She's like, what happened?
She's never seen Scream. Who was in love with Skeet Ulrich?
She's never seen Scream. She never saw Clueless. She never saw any of those movies.
Because she was born, not even born.
No, all of her friends watch them. I love my brother. They kind of monitor what she watches.
Yeah.
I was like, American History, American Horror Story? You lose all fights.
My dad took me to see Clueless in the theater because he wanted to see it.
No.
Sam was a cool dude like that.
Dude, the photo you posted of him the other day,
he looked just like
real.
Me. That was, I don't know, I looked just like him. I couldn't even believe it. He met up with this buddy, I guess this was this guy, whose girlfriend was taking all these pictures back in like 72 or 73 on the beach. And, yeah, I want you to eat the bottle, buddy. And he's like, oh, because my dad doesn't have email. He's like, can I give this guy your email to send you pictures? And I'm like,
your
okay.
Dad is the only guy without, like, email.
Yeah, he doesn't have email.
It's amazing.
So I gave him it, and the next day I get these pictures. And, awesome. That was awesome. And I sent it to him, and he couldn't even believe. He was, like, even, like, I'm like, how old are you? He's like, I don't know, 14, 15?
Wow.
Walking the grease room, like, during the actual fiesta.
Wow.
14, 15. Like, you're pretty sure you could be 18 to walk that shit now. I'm almost
yeah,
positive.
Yeah, you do.
So
back then they didn't have like limits on
no,
things, you know.
No. But I thought that it was, he has like a gloss, he said he had a Gloucester physical education shirt on that he got in seventh grade gym. That's what he was wearing in the pool. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
It's yeah. Amazing.
That was a great picture.
So
yeah,
cool.
That's a pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So Bridget, this is all you on this. Bloomberg gave the Museum of Science $50 million.
Yeah.
What?
So,
damn.
Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, the three-time mayor of New York after Giuliani, he's from Medford.
Really?
Medfa. He's from Medfa.
From Medfa.
I didn't know
and
that.
And he was part of the science programs, the kid initiative programs at the Museum of Science, and it's been all over the news that he gave $50 million gift. It's the largest gift the museum has received in the 186 years it's been around.
It was like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because...
Where'd it come from?
Huh?
Where'd the money come from?
He's a billionaire. He grew up to invest money and became this billionaire from businesses and stuff like that.
So then he should just give the, $300,000 that they need to restore Dorothy's slippers at the Smithsonian. Did you see that?
No.
So, Dorothy's ruby slippers, I don't know if you've ever seen them in the Smithsonian.
Mm-hmm.
I went to D.C., I've seen them.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of them currently, and they're, like, falling apart. because it's been this many years.
A million years.
And not it's really going to cost $300,000 to repair them. So there's a Kickstarter for to and right now well when I looked this morning they were up to $52,000.
I'm pretty confident that the ruby slippers did nothing for Bloomberg. just saying. At the Museum of Science, because it's kind of like the, you know, the Camp Spindrift of the YMCA for right. his childhood.
Right.
And he wanted to give back.
That's amazing. Right? That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Can we talk about something real quick? Yeah. You've been to the Smithsonian, right? Have you ever been to the Smithsonian?
No, I've never been to
the diamond. Have you seen it?
No.
You know how disappointed I was? Now, I'm going into this thing. There's a line to see this thing, right? Now, I'm thinking it's going to be huge. Okay?
Right.
I'm thinking, like, Titanic, heart of the ocean.
Right.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
We get up there, and I look at it, and I looked at Brian, and he was like, what? I'm like, that's it? He's like, what do you mean that's it? I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, didn't you expect it to be like this glorious, huge, like, I mean, the whole, you know what I mean? I'm thinking it's going to be, no.
How big is it?
It's not that big. It's like.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's not that big.
Huh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go off subject.
No, that's fine.
The next time you go, check it out, because it's not, I mean, there was a line to get to it. I'm like,
serious?
I'm like, yeah.
My favorite Smithsonian was this Sesame Street, because Oscar the Grouch is in there.
Yeah.
Like, all that stuff I thought was the best. I loved it. It was so much fun. That was the stuff that I thought was really cool.
I'm hoping to go.
Have you ever been to D.C.?
Nope.
It's cool.
My company's going next year, so there's a chance I might be going. I don't know.
We went during field trip time.
Oh. How's
that? Insane. We didn't get
and
to
you still
anything.
Had a child.
Yeah, I know. I don't ask me. If my mom hadn't died, he wouldn't be here. Seriously. That's how it works. He would not be here. But we went during field trip time, and it was awful. We didn't get to see anything we wanted to see. We barely got into any of the museums, so I get to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what time is that so we know not to go?
It was
then.
Like September. It was like right in the beginning of school.
Right. Oh, okay.
Alright.
I think, it must have been during the middle of the week.
Huh.
But I knew it was ghetto, but I didn't really understand how ghetto DC really was. Like, once you're away from the government part of it, mm-hmm. it is so.
Well, it's got one of the highest homeless rates in the country.
It's insane.
That's how odd that is.
They have cops. Well, that's what I mean. It's so, because it's like, it's our nation's capital. I'm thinking,
right?
You know,
No.
I don't know. Yeah, it's crazy. They have like, they had cops at every street. Like, this was a long time ago. This was like 10 years ago. But they have like cops at every street light because people get like robbed.
I'm sure it's worse now.
Waiting for like a red light. I'm like, that's insane. Bars on every window. We stayed at a hotel in the middle of like the ghetto. I was like, babe, really? Of all places. But yeah, no, I was like, absolutely floored at how ghetto it really was.
Yeah, when you think it's all glamorous and everything like that, and then when you go, you're kind of like, are we serious?
Yeah.
It
like turns.
Yeah.
Literally, like,
that's how San Diego is.
That's
by the way, San Diego, like, all fun and cool with the beaches and stuff, but I'm telling you, if you look close enough underneath that pier, you're going to see a whole lot of world.
Yeah.
You're going to see a whole lot of things. Huh. I mean, people go missing there, and you don't know where they go. Probably in Tijuana, probably in Mexico, probably murdered and thrown in TJ, you know, in the trunk of a car. So that was an interesting 2 years. I was like, oh, it's so pretty. And then you're like, oh, junkies, cool.
Oh, you used to that.
Yeah, well,
okay. Not really.
No, you know, but it's like you got all these families coming to see, like, you know, the beaches and stuff like that. And you've got, like, these people sitting along the wall, and you're like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's pretty, but spend another hour and I guarantee you're going to be over it.
So we have Halloween coming up.
Yes.
And I would say Tyler may be just on the cusp of too old for trick-or-treating because he's 12, he's in 7th grade. But is there too old to trick-or-treat?
I mean, yeah, there has to be at some point, right? I mean, if I go out trick-or-treating, if us three go out with no kids or anything, I mean, people are going to be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I mean, yeah. What age is there? Do people still bomb? Do kids still go bomb?
No, they don't.
They don't?
They do in the smaller neighborhoods, friends against friends. But let me tell you a funny bombing story. Well, a funny story
I never got to go bombing.
Well, I didn't so either. Funny. But here's the funny thing. So my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law were here, and they're from Peabody. And we're talking about bombing. And they look at us, and they go, what are you talking about? I was like, we're like bombing, you know, like eggs and shaving cream and this and that. They were like, no, they've never heard of it. And they're in Peabody. And then I did like a thing on Facebook asking, have you ever heard of bombing? Is this just a Gloucester thing? Because a lot of people had no idea what we're talking
really?
About.
Really? Well, the 3 years that I've been, or the 2 years, 3 years, 3 years, 2 years I've been back, I haven't seen a smashed pumpkin or any toilet paper, but when I lived out west, I'd see like smashed pumpkins.
But
everywhere.
Do they call? But there's bombing, which is different. Which they is don't. Chasing
I don't know what they
shaving
call
cream.
It. Yeah, whenever I talk about bombing, people are like, "What?"
Right. Is it just a Gloucester thing?
I don't know. That's a.
I don't know.
It's an interesting origin.
Well, when the people from Peabody were looking at us,
I mean,
like
there's
we were
TPing
nuts.
Yeah.
No. Like eggs and shaving cream. Like you can't get there under here.
Do we have any Rockfordians who know about this? Do we know?
I don't know.
I mean, I have friends.
Beverly, Manchester.
I mean, I have friends from Wisconsin that are like, yeah, is that like TPing? And I'm like,
no.
It's completely different.
I was like, what's TPing? They're like, you know, throwing the toilet. I'm like, you guys have time to do that?
And I was like, seriously.
People nowadays have like motion sensors. But I feel like I saw a post today where someone was talking about their teenager and saying, you know, I'm going to give a teenager, a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old candy because, you know what, they're not out drinking, they're not in some woods, they're not in some house.
They're not bombing.
They're not doing things. They're not causing mischief.
Right.
I'd rather give a kid a candy bar than...
Well, I'd be all about it. If some teenager showed up, I'd be like, get it.
Well,
but if you come back, I'm like, you know what, I've already seen this costume. Bye.
Well, I'll have to tell you, if she's going trick-or-treating, she's 16.
Bye.
And her and her friends are dressing up as Disney characters.
Cool.
So she's Snow White.
Love it.
So we'll have to ask her.
Do they go all out?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I love getting the kids, like, when the kids are, like, full-blown, or when the kid's wearing the one sheet. He's like, I'm a ghost. I'm like, oh, let me give you extra candy because
your
parents
so poor.
Forgot about how we did that. And you have no imagination or creativity. Oh. And here we go. Let me help you.
Aw.
See, Brian might love it.
Oh, I love this is my Super Bowl, and I've been so sad because I've got one thing going on. I'm like, ho hum, really? This is some bullshit. I'm gonna say.
We can't figure out what we're gonna be this year.
Cause you guys come up with some good
stuff.
Well,
last year we went. I mean, my Wicked Witch was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I'm
it was
like
amazing.
Trying to like outdo myself, and I'm like.
Isn't that
I'm
tough?
Like hyping myself up too much. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, what am I gonna do?
You know, it's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Like
we have
around
a
the corner.
We walked around Joker's Wild the other day and we had nothing. We're like,
I have
no idea.
Yeah. I have a friend. So when I loved Halloween and I dressed as like Carmen Sandiego. I was like,
oh, that's awesome.
You can't like this is it. This is my top notch costume. And then I, you know, moved back and a friend of mine was having this epic Halloween party. Like, people started planning in January what, like, this was the end. This was Super Bowl.
I love that.
And
she's all hyped
and
up.
And I ended up, like, one year I ended up as Rachel Berry from Glee.
Nice.
Because I had the nose and one of my softball teammates kept calling me Rachel. She watched a whole bunch of Glee and kept calling me Rachel throughout the weekend.
I totally see that.
And I was like, why are you calling me Rachel? She's like, oh my god, your name is Bridget. I'm like, yeah. She's like, I was thinking of Rachel from Glee. I'm like, you just got me my Halloween costume.
Right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
But the only problem is the wig that I bought, I forgot. So my friends had to cut my hair. Biggest mistake of my life.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was worse.
Now that's hardcore. That's like.
I was like, I'm committing. I am committing to this. I had the toy microphone. I had the knee socks. I had everything. And then 3 years ago when I moved home, someone joked about me. I threw a Throwback Thursday photo of my like second grade school photo up with the laser background. They're like, that
this.
Is your Halloween costume.
Yes, that was a good one.
And I did.
So good.
And I went and got a wig and got a haircut. Like, I went to a salon and got it actually cut to my mullet from my picture. And everyone's like, you show up now with the best costume ever? And now I'm like, shit, I can't.
can't live up to
that's
that.
That's what I mean. It's hard.
So last year I dressed as a character from Dazed and Confused, but that went nowhere because
no one remembers it.
No.
Wait, hold on. Talia, are you going trick-or-treating this year?
No.
So you're just dressing up?
Yeah.
At school?
Yeah.
All right. Just checking. We're just...
So 16th is probably the cutoff then.
I guess. Yeah. Did you go trick-or-treating last year?
Yeah.
All right. So, she was a sophomore last year, junior this year.
All lives matter.
All lives matter, says...
So last year I dressed up and went nowhere, and that was so disappointing because I got all of my stuff. I would look perfect.
So and use that one again.
Well, I got a better one. Did you see my Snapchat about that one?
No. What did I? Maybe I did. I have no memory these days.
I would have sent it to you personally because I didn't put it on my story.
I didn't see it.
This year, I'm like, great. I am once again that obscure girl that has to explain her Halloween costume because I bet you. All these 80s kids, all these 80s girls are going to know exactly who I am. But guys will be like, I don't get it. But I'm not dressing for the dudes. I ain't all about that. I'm like, I'm dressing because it's fucking easy. It's cheap. And once again, I'm using my nose and my hair to get me through my costume.
What are you going to be?
I'm going to be Polly from Teen Witch.
Nice.
Top that.
Very cool.
Yes.
I even got
a choker that says top that.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no. But I got the choker that says top.
I love it.
I don't give a shit. I'm going to Boston for a night, and I'm like, I'm dressing like this. I don't care.
Are you going to Boston on Halloween?
No. Fuck no.
Halloween's on a Monday. Boo.
Yeah. Get it? Boo.
Yeah.
I've only dressed up once for Halloween as an adult, and that was to go to a wedding, and we were a priest and a nun.
Now, I gotta ask, though, so it was a Halloween-themed wedding, obviously, yes. People dressed up. Yes. Now, was it required to go all out?
Yes.
Because I wanted to get married close to Halloween, I said to Brian, if we didn't it was do Halloween it in the night. Summer. I didn't want to do it on Halloween night, but I wanted to do, like, a Halloween-y, and I wanted to do, like, an Alice in Wonderland theme or something like that, where I wanted to, like, literally go out and rent costumes if you had
that's
to.
What they did.
Like,
that's
got spit. I mean. Oh, we got spit up.
That's the type of wedding it was.
But that's awesome. Oh, that must have been great.
From top, every detail you could have thought of was...
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Every detail. And then for that wedding, I made chocolate-covered strawberries, white chocolate, and made ghost.
Nice.
And then that's the wedding I made my gourmet apples for. But that was the only time. I'm just not... I've never been really into Halloween. And then last year we went to the dollar store, mm-hmm. and you know the big oversized glasses.
Yes.
And we said we were nerdy parents.
Cute.
That was like as far as like we went. But yeah, I'm not really a huge Halloween person.
I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I went all out for my kids all the time, like the Disney store.
Oh yeah.
The costumes every year from the Disney store.
This kid's gonna learn about tinfoil and toilet paper, Annie.
Oh yeah.
Or thrift store. Because, you know, Savers now has, like, the Halloween headquarters, and they do...
Oh,
they
really?
They have super cheap costumes and stuff, like, still in their packages and stuff like that, too. It's great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a good one to go to.
I'm like, the only thing is, I can only imagine if I do end up going to other parties or the one party I'm going to, I'm like, how many Donald Trumps am I going to see?
Oh, Tyler. Yeah. Tyler can tell you
that... Oh, I saw that rant.
They let a kid, specifically someone that you know, with the Trump...
Make America Great Again?
No, an actual face.
Oh.
A Trump face. Oh. And they brought it to school. And I was like, Tyler, you should get a Hillary one and bring it to school. Anyone, we will just say whose kid it is. It's Angry Barman's kid.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Wait, he's in your school?
They're in the same grade. They grew up together.
Wait.
We've known him for...
That's a mask?
From years.
Wait. He's got more than one child?
That's a crazy mask.
He's got the boy. That's Tyler's age.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then there's a little... You didn't know that?
I know only the little one.
Get out.
Really? I've only been here 3 years. I don't even really know him. But he's still my favorite bartender.
Yeah, so he has...
He called me a basic bitch the other day.
I know, what was up with that? I haven't seen your ass yet. What does that mean?
Do you know who this is? Do I know who this is?
Yeah, okay. It's,
We don't have to mention names.
Okay.
But
we'll just,
talk about that.
So, I don't understand. Okay, oh. Anyway, can we preface this new thing with this social media? What's basic bitch mean?
Okay, so
basic bitch means like a woman wearing this vest, brown up to the calf boots,
leggings.
With leggings and pumpkin spice lattes. And loves the Coachella filter on Snapchat. And loves everything pumpkin, loves everything about fall, wears flannel underneath this vest. Pretty much looks like fucking, Han Solo. I was like, what the fuck is his name? And I just sworn him like several times. But a basic bitch is like someone that loves like kale and avocados and kale smoothies.
Oh, we have a lot of basic bitches around here then.
Oh, tons.
That's what, so the other night he made me a martini and I was like, you made me a martini? And he's like, yeah, because you fucking wearing basic bitch outfit. You got brown boots on. I'm like, I'm wearing booties. I'm not even wearing the full length legs. I'm like, oh, I'm like, I looked at my friend. I'm like, he just called me a basic bitch. I'm like, oh, hell no. And then the next day, I totally schooled him on Snapchat. I'm like, oh, look, I got my basic bitch outfit on. I'm going to the movies. Drink some fucking spice.
But I didn't do anything right now, so you can say.
I'm not understanding the whole, like, pumpkin thing. Like, it just came out. Like, I've been obsessed my whole life. So why is it just now? Why is it just now becoming a thing? I've always loved it.
Yeah, you're
so right. I've always had me and my sisters, my mom were all obsessed.
It wasn't
with that.
Let me just tell you, pumpkin spice out west was something because it's like, oh, this must be what fall feels like.
Right.
But coming back here, everyone's like, it's literally pumpkin in August. I'm like, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Where was I? Walgreens? I was in Walgreens today.
Yeah.
And they have a whole aisle of Christmas already.
Yep.
Yeah, Christmas came early this year.
Same thing
Christmas
with Big Lots.
Christmas comes earlier every year.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Like, can we slow our roll here? Let's pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Like,
it's what, so the, I swear it was
Big
like
Lots
September
is like that. Big Lots, Walmart. My niece and I, we went to Walmart one night during our little weekend, and there was already a Christmas.
With leggings and Uggs.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of those around here.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I am not one. Because I was like, you put it in a martini glass? Do you know how fucking klutzy I am? I'm like, oh no. Now people are going to think I'm dainty and I have to have one of these. So then later when I switch to beer, he goes to give me a glass. I'm like, uh-uh, none of that. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I just thought you were a basic bitch. I'm like, no, give me the fucking bottle. Give that to me right now. I love you. You're still the best bartender.
Ever.
He's still the best bartender. Currently.
He's been my bartender since I was 21.
Well, I don't know.
I followed him everywhere he went. I remember him with hair. That's how far back we go. Jamie from Stones, man.
Okay. I like couldn't figure it out.
He's the best bartender in the city.
It's hilarious.
Best bartender.
Hilarious.
Did Sam pick the closer too?
She did.
Oh, she did. Nice.
So we're done, huh?
Yeah, I must say we're good at like minute 53 right now.
Mm-hmm.
That goes by so quick.
It does. It actually does. Oh, it flies by.
Do you want the opening or the chorus? Because we had this discussion. Because I did message her and said,
yes.
You know, because you are bringing a special guest, we don't kill
Emmett.
What's Emmett's middle name?
James Samuel. His name is Emmett James Samuel Barrett. Jim is my father-in-law, James, and my dad, of course, is Samuel. So we covered all of our bases.
The longest name ever.
Fathers, like, seriously. I mean, he'll go by, you know. Who uses their middle name anyway? I changed mine. My maiden name is my middle name now.
Oh, really?
I couldn't drop Frontera. Are you kidding me? I had to keep it. I didn't want to change my name. My husband was like, you're my wife. I'm like, all right, you're cute. I'll change it. But I kept Frontero. I had to. I couldn't lose it.
But you could have kept your whole name.
Hyphen. I couldn't do it.
So you literally dropped your middle name.
Yeah, my middle name was Ann, and now it's Frontero legally.
Are you serious?
Yep.
You couldn't just be Samantha. You couldn't just be Samantha Ann Frontero
Barrett. No. I have so many friends who hyphenated, and they said it was the worst thing they've ever done because it like screwed up so many things.
Because what they do is they take the first, like they still, well, I mean, I guess not. I mean, they're still going to take, like if I ever did Cox the Wolf, then it would have been Cox always first, right?
Yeah.
Which is what it was always my whole life.
Yeah.
So Changing it back is a pain in the ass, though. Yeah, I'll tell you that much. Changing it back is even worse. It's worse than changing it in the first place.
Yeah, I tried to change my last name to Gallagher, and they were like, you know how much that's going to, like, get you for? And I was like, yep, probably a good idea.
Yeah, see, it didn't cost me anything when I got married, but
nope.
Changing it back is a whole
thing. Change it back. If you want to change it back without being divorced, it's a lot of money. So yeah. I guess I just waited until I got divorced, and now I change it back. Yeah. A lot cheaper.
All right. You ready? Right. On that note.
On that note.
Somebody laughing, Mama.